Chapter 6 Captain Sparrow Sails Again. Jack sat in a corner of a crowded bar in Tortuga. His feet were on a table, and his compass was in his hand. Gibbs was finding Jack's 99 souls. He promised an exciting life on the Black Pearl to a line of hopeful sailors. Because they were in Tortuga, every man was old and sick.
"I have one arm and a bad leg," an old sailor told Gibbs.
"We can use you," Gibbs replied.
After a few more interviews, he walked over to Jack.
"How many?"
Jack asked, looking up.
"With those four," Gibbs said unhappily, "we have four."
Gibbs was worried.
"Oh, I don't want anything to happen to me," he added quickly.
"I'm not making any promises," Jack said.
He didn't like promises.
"Make a new plan, Jack, and don't use that compass. We all know that it hasn't worked for a long time."
Jack looked angrily at Gibbs.
"What's your story?"
Gibbs asked the next sailor. The man was drunk and unshaven, but his eyes were clear.
"My story?" the man replied. "It's the same as your story. I wanted to catch a well-known pirate.
I followed him across the seven oceans. I lost my ship, my job, my life."
Gibbs looked more closely at the man.
"Commodore?"
he asked. Was this really Commodore Norrington, the man who followed Jack and the Pearl to Isla de Muerta?
"I'm not a commodore now,"
Norrington answered. He threw his bottle down onto the table.
"So, can I join your ship?"
Gibbs was too surprised to answer. The silence made Norrington angry.
"So, can I work for Captain Jack Sparrow?"
he shouted. Then he turned to Jack and pulled out his gun.
"Or shall I kill you now?"
On his way out of the door, Jack stopped and smiled quickly.
"You can join us, friend."
Norrington didn't put his gun down.
"Sorry," he said, "but I really want to shoot you."
"Calm down, soldier,"
a man said and held Norrington's arm.
"That's our captain."
Norrington's gunshot just missed the man. Jack's new sailors jumped up and started to fight. Other pirates joined the fight. Chairs fell to the floor and bottles were broken.